Just to end with one ha'ara, because we just finished really the first chelek here of Masechta Zvachim, and that is, I was discussing with my son Shlomo Zalman over Yontif that the first Rashi in the Masechta, Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi v'shman k'sherin, ela shaloi olu l'baylam l'shem chayva. Zok Rashi. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi v'shman, shenishchat oyla l'shem shlamin. So Rashi says, what does it mean? A zevach that was brought shaloi l'shma, you brought an oyla l'shem shlamin. Shalachayr, it's arach bir, oyla l'shem shlamin mechateisi. There's so many different variables. There's so many different ways that you can concoct a carbon shaloi v'shma. Mehechatesi. What does Rashi want? How did he know to say shenishchat oyla l'shem shlamim? So Shlomo Zalman Tanya Razai. Number one, Rashi is coming to teach you Rav's halacha and Daf Gimel that the mina machreba, the lav mina loy machreba. Kachim mechalim kachim, veichulim mechalim kachim. The first thing Rashi is telling you is that you know what it means to bring a carbon shaloi l'shma. You have to think about another carbon, because if you're not going to think about another carbon, you're only going to think l'shem chulin. Well, that in and of itself is not going to be a machshava shaloi l'shma. So it's shenishchat oyla l'shem shlamim, as opposed to just not l'shem oyla. It has to be l'shem kachem, because kachem mechalim kachem, ve'en chulim mechalim kachem. Another thing that Rashi is coming to say is that when the Mishnah says kol hazvachim shenishbechu shaloi l'shman, it means shinui kodesh. You say, of course it means shinui kodesh. No, it's not true, because really the laws of shaloi l'shma are negeya shinui kodesh, and they're also negeya shinui bailam. I am the first Tosfos in the Masechta, where Tosfos is not sure how to learn Pashup Shana in the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah only talking about Shinu Kodesh, or is it talking about Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bayim? So for sure, Rashi is saying that as well. Right, so there's two easy, low-hanging fruit that Rashi is coming to tell me. Number one, it's a Shinu Kodesh. And number two, it has to be a machshava l'shem kachim. But if it's a machshava l'shem chulin, kachim mechalim kachim, ve'en chulin mechalim kachim. The mina machreba, the lav mina loy machreba. Aval adayin tzarech bir. Why would Rashi say, oyla l'shem shlamim? So the pshat azay. The pshat is because Rashi wants, is coming to be mefarish the sheet of the Tanakhama. The sheet of the Tanakhama is his unique sheeta. It's the loy ke Shimon Achi Azariah, who holds that l'shem namuch mehen, it's going to be possible. If the Tanakhama is mechulik with Shimon Achi Azariah, and he holds that when it's l'shem namuch mehen, it's really going to be kosher, so it behooves him to give me a case where it's l'shem namach. So it makes perfect sense why Rashi would pick a case of l'shem namach. But even in l'shem namach, Rashi didn't have to pick oila, right? He could have picked chatos, he could have picked ashem, right? The normaler case of l'shem namach would be kachem kadoshim l'shem kachem kala. But you have the chatos and the ashem. Now why couldn't Rashi say chatos? He couldn't say chatos because chatos shaloi l'shma is posel. It's not kosher. Okay, why couldn't Rashi say Asham? I'll tell you why. Because when the Mishnah says Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi L'Shman K'sherin Ela, that line of the Mishnah is Shitas HaTanakam. It's also Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Read the Mishnah. Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi L'Shman K'sherin Ela Shaloi Olu L'Baylon L'Shem Chayva Chutz Min HaPesach VaHachatos Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Afa Asham. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is also leveraging that first line of the Masechta. Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi L'Shman K'sherin has to stem with the Tanakama, who holds chutz mina pesach v'achatos, and with Rabbi Eliezer, who holds chutz mina pesach v'achatos, and afa oshon. If Rashi wants to tell me a case of l'shem namuch, because he wants to go lafuke from Shimon Achi Azariah, well, Rashi only has one example that he can give. It has to be the oila. It can't be the chatos, because everybody holds the chatos as possible. It's not true. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi l'shman k'sherin chatos, because that's in the ela. Right, that's the chutz min ha-pesach v'achatos. Rashi can't say asham because that's in Rabbi Eliezer's chutz. So this line of kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi l'shman k'sherim can't be asham alibi the Rabbi Eliezer. And the Tana, the Mishnah, is talking sai shitas ha-tanakam in this line and shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So the only one of the kachi kadoshims that are available is oila. Oila Oilo l'shem what? Oilo l'shem shlomi wanted to be kachem shalom. That's why Rashi said shenishchat oilo l'shem shalom. So nachama, why did Rashi say shenishchat oilo l'shem shlomi? And first of all, Rashi is coming to teach me that it's shini kodesh, not shini bayo. That's Tosfos Sofik right in the beginning of the Masechta. Number two, it has to be l'shem kachem because kachem mechalim, kachem echula mechalim, kachem. Rav's memra on daf gimel amarav. But also, what after you learn through the four shitas in the Mishnah, Rashi. The Tanakhama is coming lafukayu. It's coming lafukayu Shimon Achi Azariah. Where does Shimon Achi Azariah argue with the Mishnah, with the Tanakhama? Where he argues with the Tanakhama is l'shem noch. Now, by the way, does he argue with l'shem gavaya also? That's Rav Zeira Zibaya. It's in Yubayi Dolei Hivshita. It's in Yubayi Dolei Hivshita. We're not going to get involved in Yubayi Dolei Hivshita. The only thing we know for sure that he's mecholikin is l'shem noch. Shimon Achi Azariah holds l'shem noch is possible. The Tanakhama holds l'shem noch is going to be kosher. So you want to bring out the chiddush of Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shalai Lishman Ksherim in light of all the shittas in the Mishnah, the one shitta you have to talk to is Shimon Achi Azariah. Right, this line is the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer. Yosef Ben Chayni is talking b'chlal about where you had a machshav l'shem something else. That's not this Indian. So really, you're talking to Shimon Achi Azariah. So you want to bring out that it's going to be true even l'shem namach. What is l'shem namach? Kachi kadashim l'shem kachim kalim. Kachi kadashim kachim kalim. Okay, so what are my options here? My options are right. What's kachi kadashim? It could be a chatas. It could be an asham. It could be an oil, or it could be a mincha, right? We're not talking about a mincha, that's easy. Kol hazvachim, right? So mincha's off the table. Chatas, no, it's chutz min hachatas. Asham, Rabbi Eliezer is talking also, and he said chutz min asham. The only thing it could be is an oil, l'shem shlomim. That's why Rashi said, oil, l'shem shlomim, l'chayra, emes, klar, galant, the Erish, the Rashi, here in the Masechta.